Maybe some of your favorite food involves a recipe that was handed down from your grandma, or even generations before that. Here it was great-grandpa that handed down the recipe, and it's a combination that has people driving long distances to get the product. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Stephanie Swatty is the fourth generation to help operate Brandt's Meat Market in Lucas, Kansas. It's a business founded in 1922.
We still use Great Grandpa's Smokehouse, so it's very well seasoned after 97 years, so we haven't changed that. And then my grandpa, the next generation, he did a pepper sausage, which is also comes in a ring, and it just has a little bit more spice, but we're Czech, so we're not too spicy.
Little has changed since 1922, and that's what keeps people coming here.
The bologna and the pepper sausage, Dad and Grandpa and Great-Grandpa always tied with old-fashioned string. Well, that was a little bit harder to do quickly for everybody because they've done it in their sleep. So we have little clips now that we put on the end that just kind of make the processing go a little faster. But other than that, the recipes and everything have stayed the same.
Stephanie says they have regular customers from an hour away, and they ship products farther than that.
The first thing they need to do when they walk in is say they've never been here before, because that will get you samples. So your samples you will get of our my great-grandfather's ring bologna, my grandfather's pepper sausage, and there's also some beef jerky we can give you a sample of. We have a variety of cheeses that come from South Dakota, Wisconsin, that are great complements to my family's recipes, and I am happy to share those with you as well.
Not only is the meat market quite a draw, but it's what's sitting next door that also has people stopping by. It's the public restroom. But this is far from ordinary. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Lucas, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.